I'm very grateful for this conversation I had with my friend Laurel last night in the hot tub. And we literally were in there for like 3 hours. And there was a point in it when I was talking about performing, like as a singer, and just discussing how I was taking a break, and Laurel is an incredible singer, and she is also taking a break from performing, and we were just kind of talking about why. And it came out through me sharing how I really was feeling about performing, and I was describing it to her, and I was like, yeah, you know, I don't like rehearsing. Like, I don't rehearse for my shows unless I'm with a band, and then the band is like, word, when are we rehearsing? And I'm like, right, we're going to rehearse, you know? But if it's just a show that I'm doing, I never rehearse. I never prepare. I don't like preparing. And I was discussing why, and I feel like when I sing these same songs that I wrote most of them years ago, because time passes and the songs stick around and I sing them again, and some of them are from so long ago. And, you know, if they are a decent song, they probably came from a place of angst in one form or another. And sure, there's empowerment in my music, and it can be empowering to sing some songs, but also can feel like revisiting past lives that I want to just move past, move on from. And I don't like doing that. And I don't like feeling like I'm performing for people. I want to be in a space of authenticity. And it came to me through us discussing this that I want to improvise. I want to improvise. I want to get up on stage and feel the spirit move through me. And I want to discover the present moment on stage. I want to discover how God wants to express through me on stage. And as I was speaking, I was like, it literally feels like dying thinking about performing for people with songs that I have pre-prepared. It feels fake. It feels false. It feels contrived. It feels like stagnating. It feels like going backwards. And it feels like crushing my soul. It's crushing my soul, man. But to improvise my music live on stage, that feels freeing and that feels exciting. So yeah, it was kind of bonkers to like have that conversation. I didn't see that coming. And yet at the same time, I know that I've had this craving and this passion to perform with improv. Mark Rebier is such a boss. And I think I got it somewhere in my mind that I couldn't perform like him because I don't play instruments. I don't like playing instruments that much. My voice is my instrument and it's my favorite and I love it. Why would I spend time doing something I don't want to do? And, you know, in this conversation that we were having, it was a lot of that, me just recognizing that my career as an artist has been me peeling back these layers of not doing shit that I don't feel like doing just because other people in the industry say I should or that I could get further. But there's no such thing as further in a career if you're not enjoying yourself, if you're not enjoying the people you're around, if you're not enjoying the activities that you're doing, then you're actually moving backwards. And you're trying, I don't want to chase metrics and numbers and wealth and kind of these capitalistic markers of enoughness while wasting my time stifling my soul. That's not what I fucking signed up for, Dougie. So I'm not interested in doing things in my career unless they feel good. And that's why I stopped performing, because it wasn't really feeling good. It wasn't really feeling authentic. I wasn't excited about it. But the thought of getting up on stage with some homies and jamming and jazzing and allowing the spirit to move through us and allowing the moment to reveal itself through song that comes and then goes, that to me is poetry. That to me is jazz. That to me is excitement and authenticity. That is being alive in the fucking present moment. I'm done getting up on stage and being a fucking dancing monkey for people. I don't want to give people what I think they want. I want to give people me because I want to give myself me. So it was a really big epiphany, and I didn't know what I was going to mint this week, and I thought, why don't I reflect on this? Because it felt like a really big turning point for me to actually voice that to someone else, that like, I want to improvise. I want my performances to be improvised. And yes, I'm going to keep writing music and releasing music, but I can't perform. I can't go back to performing like I used to. I want to show up and be true and be free and experience the moment. And that's what songwriting is. It's discovering a song. It doesn't take long. It's quick, it's in the moment, and it appears. And that's what I want performance to be. This electric moment of elation. And the best moments I've had in performance have always been those improvised moments, those moments where I've gotten surprised by myself and by the band and by where we've taken things. And I deserve that. I deserve to do what I want to do. I deserve the freedom to live in my authenticity and to live in a moment that feels fresh. And I can give that to myself. So that's how I'm feeling.